Microsoft and other high-tech companies in the American Northwest have attracted thousands of employees from South Asia. So it's natural on the weekend, they and their families want to relax Bollywood style.
This one is started. Everything is, you know, going well. We have to always check to make sure.
Arif Amani owns this small theater company in Kirkland, just a short drive from Microsoft headquarters in Redmond, Washington. He starts the reels himself up in the stuffy projection room. With no new blockbusters on the marquee tonight, the crowd is sparse. But when a big Bollywood movie is released, Amani says hundreds of people show up on opening night to buy tickets. He says Bollywood is sort of like a cultural time machine.
They come to watch not just films. They come to watch their people, their culture, they go back to their homeland. And on these films, you can see the people, you can see the culture, you can see the costumes. But most of all, you know, our films are comes from heart. You know, if you sit down and watch one film, you'll see it has values, it has respect for elders, it has friendship aspects, it has traditions, you know. So, and you see everything in one film.
Amani was a young boy when he immigrated to the Northwest from Bangladesh with his family. As a kid, he loved watching Bollywood stars. So about 10 years ago, while still in his 20s, he started this theater company. At first, he used his own credit cards to buy movies and rent a theater screen once a month to show them. Now business is thriving, and Amani is even showing Indian films in nearby cities like Portland. Amani acknowledges that this means he'll never become the engineer or doctor his parents wanted him to be.
I like to be different than most people.
Outside, more than a dozen members of the Sangui family are trying to decide which film to watch. There are three to choose from. Everyone weighs in, from the sari-wearing grandmother to young boys sporting saggy pants. The matriarch of this family is Hina Sangui. She agrees that Bollywood movies are more than just entertainment.
Ah, well, first of all, it's my culture. I come from there, so I relate to it, miss it, you know, over here. So our movies always have singing, dancing. Most of them are musicals. They're all musicals.
Costumes.
Yeah, not to forget, I mean, it's all about music and dancing, a lot of it. And very emotional, like, you know, a lot of love stories.
But it's a romantic comedy the family finally decides on, called Khambat Ish. This film is a good example of how Bollywood and Hollywood are overlapping. In it, an Indian stuntman takes Hollywood by storm, but cannot find true love. Big names like Sylvester Stallone appear in the movie as themselves. In India and Bangladesh, people meet and renew friendships at markets and piazzas. Here, Amani says those gatherings often happen at his theater.
You know, no matter how well you're living, certain place, everybody always misses their home, you know, where they come from.
Arif Amani has recently opened another theater in downtown Seattle that books live comedy and music acts, both Western and Indian style. He hopes to open another, bigger Bollywood theater soon. For VOA News, I'm Anna King in Kirkland, Washington.